Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're in Dallas, Texas. We're at Herb's House Coffee Shop, and we're just having a great time together, Kent.
As always.
As always. And we'll be here in 2 days doing the men's Bible study, and we just have so much ministry that takes place here. I love being here. It's like a second home for me, really. So today we're in Proverbs 10. Verse 8, and Ken, I was thinking, how can we really get practical in this devotion? And this is like painfully practical when we get into...
I thought you always pick what I need. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I pick what I need.
Okay. All right, no, that's okay.
So it's kind of a new approach to our study.
It won't be as good then.
And the title of this is Wise of Heart. And Ken, before I read this, in the biggest sense... There's only two kinds of people in the world.
Right.
They're wise and they're fools.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a third category. And I know there are different kinds of fools.
Right.
But there's only two categories. And this verse, this proverb really brings it out. So let me just begin by reading this. The wise of heart receive commands, but a babbling fool will be ruined.
Hmm.
And so there's the black and white contrast right there. We call this antithetical parallelism, where it's two polar opposites, the wise and the fool.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word wise here really means the one who's skilled.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like an artisan who could take metal or threads and weave a beautiful tapestry or fashion a statue. But here, wise means skilled in living. The person who knows how to take the word of God and the wisdom of God and shape it into their lives and fashion it into their lives like threads running through a tapestry. And so the wise of heart, and the word heart and with the Hebrew in the Old Testament referred to the whole inner being. And we use it today to refer to emotions and affections, but it's the whole inner being, mind, affections, and will. And so the one who is wise in the very depth of their being, he says, receives commands. The word receive here means to lay hold of, kind of in an aggressive way, a tight grip on. And the commands here really refer to the commands of the prophets, the commands of the other wise sages that are found in Proverbs and in other portions of Old Testament scripture, and how wise it is to lay hold of the wisdom of God and the commands of God in scripture and to incorporate it into our lives and to act upon it and to put it into practice. That's the wise man. But the stark contrast, he says, but a babbling fool.
Gee.
And that's intended to be very sarcastic. Babbling fool, the idea is espousing foolishness from the mouth. Just really one who despises God's wisdom. And at times even mocks God's wisdom. And can't we see that today? I mean, I surf through sometimes Twitter, and I mean, they're more babbling fools on social media.
Yeah.
And then you turn on cable news,
yeah,
and there's even more babbling fools. And I think really our government's run by, for the most part, by babbling fools,
mm-hmm,
who instead of receiving God's commands, mm-hmm, reject God's commands, and even go further and mock God's commands. But a babbling fool will be ruined. And there's a certainty about this. And the word ruined here is an interesting word in the Hebrew, Ken. I looked it up. And it means to be thrown down or to be thrust down to the ground. And not just dropped, but actually hurled down such that there's even greater impact when you hit the ground, and destruction when you hit it and you just disintegrate into multiple. What are you smiling about, Kent?
I'm just I'm just thinking.
Okay. And so for many, that ruin takes place in this lifetime. They just self-destruct. And we see that going on all around
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But then eternally will be cast down, thrown down into the pit of hell.
Yeah.
And so we need to be wise of heart. And the wisest thing anyone can do is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Kent, I'm just dying to know what you're smiling about, so I'm going to stop
right
there.
Well,
I'm just
thinking how practical this is in our world and everybody we deal with. I mean, this is just...
This is it.
Like, this just sums it all up.
It does.
And I was reading, you know, there's all kinds of thoughts that are wrong, but how our Lord is in every single book in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And in Proverbs, it's the wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That is a picture of our Lord and Savior, His wisdom.
Yeah.
And I think that's right here, because those who are in Christ, right?
Yeah.
Can you say they're wise of heart?
Those who are in Christ? Yeah, everyone who's in Christ has begun being wise in heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, the wisest thing anyone can do is to commit their life to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And earlier in Proverbs 1:7, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And true saving faith has this element of reverence for God and standing in awe of Him. You know, we just started Sunday, this past Sunday, Kent, preaching through Colossians. I preached Colossians 1, 1 and 2. In Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3, it says that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom. Mm-hmm. So all wisdom is in Christ. There's no wisdom outside of Christ and His Word. And so, yes, we can say the wise of heart really describes a true believer. Mm-hmm. And some believers are wiser than other believers in the sense that they're into the Word more, mm-hmm. and the Word is in them more, and they receive the commandments without compromise.
So on the flip side of the coin, could you say the babbling fool is the one outside of Christ?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. He is the unbeliever mm-hmm. who has rejected the wisdom of God. And the greatest wisdom of God, according to 1 Corinthians 1, is the cross. That is the wisdom of God on how sinful man can be reconciled to holy God. And if you reject the cross, you are really rejecting mm-hmm. the greatest display of the wisdom of God. So you're reduced to being a fool. And every time you open your mouth mm-hmm. and espouse secular humanism and espouse, you know, worldly ideologies, you're just a babbling fool.
Right.
Every time you try to explain what's going on in the world or explain yourself or how to live, how to raise your family, that is divorced from God's wisdom, mm-hmm. you're just a babbling fool. Now, I just can't stop thinking, Kent. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, I didn't.
But for the most part, Washington, D.C., and our politicians, I mean, they're just babbling fools.
They really are.
They are, Kent.
I mean, this just the Bible puts them right where they should be.
They will be ruined. Thing is, they're taking the whole country down with them into ruin.
Yeah.
From which, who knows, we may never recover.
Yeah.
You go ahead, but I
was going to say, so we've got these two, you said the fool and the wise.
Yeah.
And we've got these two types of people in the world. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You said, and they both lead to two different, to two different ends.
Yeah.
What is that now? What's the result of that now in your everyday life?
Yeah.
And then in the end, what are the results for each one of these categories?
Absolutely. Well, for the wise, what is implied here, if the fool will be thrown down and thrust down, the opposite will be true for the wise. He will be lifted up. He will be edified. He will be built up in his faith, and he will live his life on a higher plane. He won't be down in the gutter. He will be lifted up to a much higher place. And when he dies, he will really be lifted up into the palace of heaven and to stand before the throne of grace.
So would you say the wise of heart will have a better life? Can you say that?
Yes, absolutely. They will have a better life. Not an easier life, because there will be persecution, and we face sorrows and tribulations. And sometimes there are new trials that will come into our life because we are wise of heart. Nevertheless, despite the fact that it will be a hard life at times, it still is a better life because it's the narrow path that God has marked out for us. So we can clearly say that.
So why wouldn't all of us want this wise life? Why wouldn't we all want to be wise at heart? Why would we want to be babbling fools?
Well, we should all want this, but the fact is that there are every unbeliever is wise in his own estimation. He thinks he knows better, that he's wiser than God, wiser than what is revealed in this book. And the fact is, he's spiritually blind and spiritually deaf, and so he can't see, he can't hear the truth, and he's just sealed up in his own foolishness. Mm-hmm. And I just can't get away from the fact that every time he opens his mouth, he is a babbling fool. Mm. Well, hardly anything could be more practical than what we're talking about in the book of Proverbs. And I just want to thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope. And God bless you. You need to be wise of heart. And that begins with committing your life to Jesus Christ with repentance and faith. So I urge you to do that if you've never surrendered your life to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the wisest thing you'll ever do. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.